propensity to flop, and he hopes the referees will pay closer attention to it. You obviously know that's a part of the culture here that's very much stressed. I mean, do you think that you guys crossed the line with that at all? And
which part?
As far as flopping, as far as instead of taking a charge, embellishing. Or do you think that's just a coach trying to get an advantage with the referees going into a playoff series?
Pretty much that's all it is. I mean, it's pretty easy when you look at it. But, you know, we're not worried about that. We know we play good defense. We're not known for flopping, so we just need to concentrate on what we do. We're going to play our defense. We're going to play our game.
The matchup with the big, they have much more offensively skilled big guys than New York. Just the challenge that they present there in their front line?
Well, I mean, it'll be a huge challenge. You know, their offensive capabilities, you know, their depth inside and, you know, their ability to rebound. We're going to have our hands full. We're going to have our work cut out for us. But, you know, that's what the playoffs are about. As the rounds go on, the games get tougher and the teams get tougher. So we know we're a tough matchup for them as well. And we're just going to make sure that we get to what we do. I think as long as we do what we do, we're a good team.
More specifically, can you talk about your matchup with Hibbert and what you try to take at him and what you try to take away from him?
Well, I don't want to give away all the secrets, you know what I'm saying? But I think, you know, we're going to make him play in that open court. We're going to make him run and move his feet. You know, when he gets his feet set and if he's getting the ball easily in that post wherever he wants, he's a beast down there. So, you know, we just want to make it tough on him and, you know, use our game plan to our advantage.
Do you think Indiana gets respect? Do you think people, I mean, they were only four games worse than you guys during the regular season. Do you think people realize how good of a team they are? Are they kind of under the radar or what?
I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't really. Second round. I mean, if guys want to respect them, then that's great, you know. But, you know, we're not really worried about that. We know the challenges that they bring. We know what they're capable of. We played them four times this year, so we're pretty familiar with them. They're familiar with us. And, you know, respect or no respect, it's the second round, and we're playing for a title.
How do you look at it? I mean, you see Denver in the West. They don't have the traditional superstars. They're giving the Lakers a great battle. Mm-hmm. Indiana doesn't have the traditional superstars. People say you kind of need the big-time stars to win in the playoffs. How do you measure the super team-oriented teams versus the ones with the big stars?
Well, I think it's just how people look at it. It's how people perceive it. Superstars or no superstars, you have to play together as well. You have to play together as a team. And that's guys, you know, that's from the starting five to the last guy on the bench. Everybody has to be in it together. It's not about superstars. It's not about, you know, teaming out. It's just the best team is going to win. And the team that best plays the best team.
Chris, you've embraced playing five over the last few weeks. Is facing a center from a defensive standpoint who's 2 or 3 inches taller, is that something which you enjoy more than maybe you would have a year ago? Is it something to look forward to?
Well, I mean, for one matchup, Tyson Chandler, you know, he's a very tough matchup. And then, you know, Roy Hibbert, he's a different type of big. He gets more touches down in the post. He's going to be more active in the offense. You know, that presents another challenge. But, you know, that's what it's about. It's huge challenges for me. I'm taking them personally. I just want to go out there and play my best. And, you know, Roy, he's an all-star, and he's deservedly so an all-star, and he's been having a fantastic year.
First, can you talk about the enthusiasm of you guys? It seems like having guys been a huge player in victory. It seems like the guys have been
right.
You know, they're doing such thing, cheering and being into the game.
Well, that's what I mean by what we need. You know what I'm saying? That's a part of the team. They don't know if they're going to play or not, and even if they do, it might be sparing minutes. But, you know, we need them to continue doing what they're doing. You know, that extra boost, making sure they stay on us, that they're involved in the game. You know, if you just sit there, I mean, you're not really putting your imprint. You can put your imprint on the game in many different ways other than just playing.
Obviously, guys were enthused before Roman got here, but it seems like he's not the real leader. I mean, guys said he's just going out crazy. That guy just...
Yeah, he just takes it to another level, man. I mean, and that's what we need. Even you know, the motivation from the bench, we have to take that to another level, too, in order to take our play and our team to another level. So, I mean, he's doing a fantastic job. I don't know where he gets the energy from, but, you know, I hope he keeps it up. And, you know, we need more from him.
speaking of taking it to another level, I mean, Indiana Pacers just another team in the pack of great numbers for you guys.
That's how we look. I mean, we look at it as like this. You know, we know our goal. We know our job. We know what we want to accomplish at the end. And we know we're going to have to go through tough teams. Now, you know, what they say and what they do, I mean, it's going to vary. But our goal stays the same. You know, you can talk as much as you want, give your gameplay away as much as you want. You know, we're going to be listening. We're going to watch. And it's all about basketball and nothing else. You know, you can talk everything, but when it's time to throw up that ball and play, we're going to play. And that's all.
Everybody down.